Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kane. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-1 in the game. Niearhas hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Niarhas and he is safe. Avila steals third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zernial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Niarchos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarchos is 0-for-2 in the game. Niarchos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-2 in the game. Kane hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aloma now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Scala pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scala moves to second. Ed McGee pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Scala moves to third. McGee moves to second. One out. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry strikes out. Two outs. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Gus Niearhas. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.